This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Happy Tuesday. I'm going to share with you something. This is one of my favorite parts about this show is I get to talk to you about some of the lessons, you know, I've paid tens of thousands of dollars for. And I was on a podcast, actually, an interview a couple of days ago. And we were talking about team, and they were asking about team. It was like, I've hired 700 plus people since 2015. That's crazy. The things I can talk about with regards to hiring is sometimes I'm like, wow, this is amazing that I've gotten to learn this. Hundreds of thousands of customers. Like, sometimes it really blows me away that we live in a society where we can literally I can hop on a podcast and I can learn from people who are movers and shakers in their industry. And anyways, I was on a call with the coach, and this one of my, actually, I only have like two coaches right now who are pushing me, and she's a performance coach, and she was talking to me about clarity and time, the link between clarity and time. And I got on the call fully being like, you know, I know what I want this year. I know what I want 5 years from now. Like, I've got my stuff put together. In the middle of like the last 2 years, I would say have been like existential problem solving for me. And you don't need to know all the details. It doesn't matter. But there have been so many areas for me to put out fires and try to fix things. And even in the middle of that, you see like record breaking year over year growth. Like, everything, we're back to that place, my friends, of momentum, where if we look at it, it begins to grow. And I missed that so much. Like, because I got so distracted, there were so many different things that like I couldn't keep going at the same time. So anyways, long story short, I'm gonna call there. I'm like, I'm pretty good. Like, I'm moving forward. Income is good. Businesses are good. Growth is good. Team is good. And she's like, I sense hesitation. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I just sense some hesitation. She's like, let's go back to your calendar. How much time are you spending putting together the dots of your future? I was like, oh, well, none. You know, like, I'm in busy mode. I'm writing books. I've got 3 books that are coming out this year. We're doing 22 events. I was like, I'm busy. And she's like, you know, the problem is if you don't take the time to design what you want, then ultimately you will inherit something that you didn't want. And you end up wasting time. I'm like, oh man, this is a lesson I've learned multiple times. Is everything that we come up with in this movement of like training and creating breakthrough for the people, whether you're a consultant or a trainer or a personal trainer, an educator, whatever it is that you do, even if you're, if you run an HVAC company, or you're a manager at a organization, or you're a teacher at an institution, everything begins in a moment of clarity inside of the mind. We think, and therefore we become. So it's a challenge for me, and I'm passing along that challenge for you, to beware getting so busy that you begin working to build a future that you did not design. Because if you do not take time to design it, you'll inherit a future that you did not want. That's all I got. Think about it. It's Tuesday. Let's rock and roll.